Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and thank you so much for joining me in episode 866 of Ask Pat. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Leah, but before we get to her question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, one of my favorite companies, not only because they sponsor Ask Pat and were one of the first sponsors of Ask Pat ever, but because they're an amazing solution to a big problem that a lot of small business owners have, and that is, how do you keep track of all of the financials in your business, from the income to the expenses, and especially the invoicing? If you do any billing of any kind, FreshBooks makes it really easy for you to collect those payments, to create those invoices, and actually keep track and follow up with people too. So, highly recommend them. Check them out for 30 days for free by going to freshbooks.com/askpat, and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Cool. Now, here's today's question from Leah.
Hi, Pat. It's Leah from Canada. I recently saw a poster that said, work hard and be nice to people. And I think that really sums up why so many of us appreciate what you do. So my question is that I'm going to be starting soon a project where I'll be collaborating with various people. And I was wondering what you'd recommend as far as a resource that I could use to bounce ideas back and forth and communicate with the team that would be less cumbersome than emails going back and forth. Any suggestions that you have about that would be awesome. Thanks so much. Take care.
Hey, Leah, thank you so much for the question. You know, it's true. Email is not the best way to have a continuous conversation with your team. That's for sure. Especially when it comes to, you know, recollecting conversations, to getting files that were sent here and there, and especially when there are multiple projects going on, it just becomes a huge mess. How do you know what subject lines to use? And, you know, what about like random emails from your team that aren't really that important? Where do you put all this stuff? How do you organize it? Well, the answer I have for you is Slack. So if you go to slackhq.com, you'll find an amazing, amazing tool that acts similar to a chat room. You know, when I first got involved with Slack, it was very similar to those old AOL chat rooms where, you know, you're having continuous conversations with people. But it's one that you can come back to over time. You can find information really easily. But the best part is that you can create different channels for different subjects or things that are happening within your business. So for me, for example, I have a number of different channels. I have channels related to web development. I have channels related to courses. I have channels related to the podcast. I have a channel related to the blog, a channel related to, we have, you know, over 10 people total who have fingerprints all over SPI. So there's management. So there's just a few of us in that particular channel. What's cool with these different channels is that you can give certain people access to them, and not give people access to others. So the web development team and the leadership team only see the web dev one, and my videographer Caleb doesn't have access to that. He doesn't need it, right? You can also set notification preferences there as well. We have a channel called Giggles for just random funnies that we share with each other, just to kind of anything we find that's kind of not related to business. But, you know, those are things that happen in team communications as well. And if you have a specific place for that, it just makes it really easy. And then, of course, Slack is also great for the retrieval and storage and archiving of files and things like that. It just is an amazing, amazing tool. It will absolutely cut out the email back and forth and all that random stuff. You know, there are other ways to communicate with each other too. For example, Slack and things, Skype or other communication platforms like that. But nothing I've found is better than Slack, and that's why it's become so popular recently. So let me just confirm that URL for you, slackhq.com. And yep, indeed, that's where you go. And it's really cool because you're going to find that it's just going to be an amazing way to even bond better with your team. Because think about it, this is communication, and the better that you can communicate with people, anybody, the better relationship you'll have with them, and the more work you'll get done, I promise you. So actually, the URL is not slackhq.com. That's actually their blog where they talk about things. Slack.com, simply put, slack.com is where you go. And there is actually a free version that you can use that allows you to store up to 10,000 messages, and you can even do voice calls, and there's 5 gigabytes total file storage for the team. You can integrate with 10 different apps like Dropbox or Google Docs or things like that. There's apps for iOS. There's apps for the desktop. I use both the desktop and the one on my phone very, very often. And so you can even just try it out for free and see how it works. I do know that other people I've shared this with have integrated it into their team. Michael Hyatt, for example, is one of them. I know just a ton of people who use it. There are and have been a couple cases where I've shared this with people and they've tried to adopt it and they just couldn't get used to it. And there is a little bit of a learning curve, but it's actually pretty intuitive in terms of how to use. And so, you know, give it a shot. Slack.com, just create a new team. You can do it for free. You can invite people into that team. You can create those different channels that make sense for you and what you guys are up to. And then you can go from there. So I would say give it a 2-week trial on your own and see just how much that's able to cut down the communication via email and some of those other cumbersome solutions. All right. So Leah, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you, and I want to wish you and your team the best of luck. I also want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Now, thank you so much. I appreciate you all for listening in today, and as always, I love to end each episode with a quote, and this quote is from Alfred Hitchcock. He said, "The only way to get rid of my fears is to make films about them." And the only way to get rid of email communication with your team is to check out Slack. No, it's not the only way, but it's the one I recommend. All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.